Hey there, Rick. Rick, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of our service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions for you. And then, since the business is still fairly new, she's wanting me to apply a new in-business rate, make it a lot more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, that's important. That's powerful. You know, people will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as one of the top options when they're looking for, you know, generator install or any of the keywords related to the services that you want to be found for. They'll find you. They'll find a website for you. They'll call you directly. So it's a very high conversion rate. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down or dealing with the potential customer who's expecting several bids and phone calls and might just be looking for the cheapest guy in town. So when they're calling you directly and specifically, they're really, you know, hoping that you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, of course, you know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And ultimately, not everyone who decides to call you will, or not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. But the ones that do, like I said, it's a good thing. You know, they're calling you because they're hoping to speak with you. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just a flat rate. And I know that it's you and Corey running the business. Do you guys have any additional help?
Yes.
You do? Okay, good. So you can certainly handle more business. Is it just residential, or are you looking for any, like, light commercial as well?
Yeah, we do residential, commercial, industrial.
Nice, nice. So, you know, with that being said, the content that we'll create, it's not just listing you on Google. We'll do very targeted marketing on almost 70 different destinations, directories, and platforms, everything the search engines search for. Of course, all of that content talks about your services and your service area, so then residential, commercial, industrial clients will call you directly. So you'll have a Yelp listing for your business, a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, Super Pages, Manta, and dozens of other destinations and directories that are not as well known to the public. And again, we don't create that content so your customers can find it. We create it so Google and Bing will see it. That's what the search engine search for, and that's what's going to put you in the local map and have you popping up ahead of your competitors to get those phone calls. Now, kind of the greater Orlando area, 25 miles, I would recommend also including paid ads. Those paid ads will get you found very quickly, usually within 7 to 10 business days, and then kind of expand on that local coverage to get you the maximum return on investment. It's still a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, being that the company's fairly new. Like I said, I'd be applying that reduced rate. It is a promotional rate for a young company, but it is not an introductory rate, so it's never going to go up on you. No matter how long you choose to use the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. On a month-to-month basis, you'll save $300 every single month. It brings your rate down from what would have been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. And that $299, like I said, would be the exact amount. Now, it would include a website because, of course, our job is not you're working on a website yourself, right? You've got a domain. You're building it out. How long do you think that website would take for it to be completely finished and able to be promoted online?
Not long.
Like a week? 2 weeks? Okay, good. Oh, so if it's only going to be about a week, then we would not need to do a landing page in the meantime. But I was going to say if it's going to be more than a couple few weeks, we would knock out a landing page for you in about 3 days just for a placeholder for something for people to see. But if your website itself will be done within a week or so, I think we could just go with that route. Obviously, a website's important. You know that. That's why you're working on one. It's a very powerful conversion tool, but of course it only does work when people see it, and since most people don't go past the first page when they're doing that search, and most websites, of course, aren't on that first page, a lot of them are never really even seen by their intended audience. So that would be what we would change. We would make sure that people can easily find you just by doing keyword searches for any of the services that you provide. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is a month-to-month service on our end, and to get your website where people can find it, is that something that you would want for your company?
Well, you said $299 with the website, so it'd be cheaper without the website.
Well, the website, it would be part of getting you, you know, those phone calls. You know, the $299 includes paid ads. If you're looking for Orlando, you really need those paid ads. I mean, if you're just kind of looking to do 25 miles around Castleberry and maybe not target Orlando, we can do a local only campaign. That saves you $100. It'd be $199 without the paid ads. I mean, for the services
are you able to
provide,
there?
Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Are you able to pull up my website?
Tara, I don't see that she put down the domain here. I mean, I can search for it.
It's
active, it's just not completed.
It's www.linkspower.org.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull that up for you.
I couldn't get com.
Well, sometimes you can't, but that's okay. I mean, a lot of people don't even notice that. They're just, as long as it's on the first page and they can see it. So I'm looking at it now. So, yeah, your website's got what it needs to have for it to be Google compliant, and it can rank well with the right off-page optimization. A website for Google needs to meet two criteria. It has to be mobile optimized, which means that it reformats, it stacks on itself for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. And your website does that. And of course, HTTPS, the S actually means secure, and your website is a secure site. So, even as you continue to make changes to your website, we can get it listed on that first page, link it to the content that Google wants to see. That's what's going to get that website and your business on that local map. Like I said, if you wanted to include Orlando, we would really want to do paid ads as well to ensure that you kind of get found, even though you've got a lot of competition there.
Right.
Is Orlando going to be an important part of your service area? I mean, I would definitely think it would be.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's in Orlando too, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the difficulty without like paid ads is that it's not going to happen right away for the bigger metro. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you're only in Castleberry, so you definitely want to be found in Orlando. The paid ads support the local campaign because the paid ads are up and running in about 7 to 10 days. Without the paid ads, you'd be looking for Orlando in about 30 to 45 days because it's kind of a bigger metro and you've got more competition. For the extra $100, I think it's definitely worth it for the increased opportunity. And, you know, you'll get a higher return on investment because you'll have more phone calls and opportunities to do the work.
Well, I'm okay with more time because I've got stuff I got to do. I
got to
wrap up some stuff before I get ready for.
Yeah, that's fair. That's why I was like just kind of wanting to let you know. I mean, it is still within that 25-mile radius. It just takes a little bit more time. So we could do a local campaign without the ads. And in that case, you're looking at $199. That's the fixed rate. It is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, lead, or job. I would think, though, now Tara attached the Angie Leads, the Home Advisor profile here. of course, that with that, as you well know, you're paying for the lead whether you get the job or not. And those leads aren't cheap. Yeah. They add up pretty quickly for you. So I don't even think I'd be asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. You could probably budget for the $199 by just shutting your leads off, keeping them paused maybe 48 hours at a time, a couple of times in the next month, that you would be able to budget for that $199. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system as well, so you will be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, did you have any other questions for me?
You can see I had a pause. You hear me?
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, I said you can see that I have Angie's pause.
That you have what?
Angie's leads.
Oh yeah, no, Tara found it. She was looking for your website. It's linked to the same phone number. So yeah, Tara found it when she was looking for your website. So she did attach it here. And, obviously we know that that's a lead-based service. So I was just wondering if, you don't have to stop using that service. We do have a lot of clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack. They all work about the same. What varies is, of course, how much the leads cost and how many of your competitors get the same lead. But when it is a shared lead system, even if it's only two or three others getting that lead, sometimes by the time you call that potential customer, they're not even answering the phone anymore if they've spoken with one of your competitors. So it is hard to have a high enough conversion rate sometimes to really justify paying for those leads. But you don't have to shut the service off altogether. A lot of my clients, though, that have a lead-based service find that they can keep their leads paused more often or cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of them actually do shut their service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on the first pages of Google and Bing. So you'll reach a larger target audience and have more opportunities. I think you'll also like that it's a flat rate, and it's probably a lot less than what you're spending on a monthly basis with the Angie leads.
No, what I was asking was, you can tell that I had it paused right now?
Oh, I can't tell if it's paused, no. All I can see is that it's an active profile page. Whether you pause your leads or not, your profile page will be active.
No, I'm saying it was funny that you had mentioned it, not pausing it.
Oh, because you haven't paused right now?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, a lot of times businesses will pause their leads. Sometimes they pause it because they get a big job and they can't really take on more work. Most of the time they're pausing it because the quality of the leads leaves a lot to be desired, and you're paying for a lead, or sometimes you don't even get to talk to anybody, or you talk to somebody who's just looking for an estimate, and when you're expected to still pay for those leads, it kind of stings a bit when money's going out and you're not getting any work coming back in. So yeah, so you're already familiar with, pausing your leads. Said, if you have to pause them here and there just to budget for the $199, but then of course you'll be able to do what a lot of my clients do, which is to even keep their leads paused or shut them off. Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. Nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages. We just Google it. We jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. So getting you listed on that first page of Google, it's kind of like that old football adage, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field, You don't have to be the biggest company or do the best job in town or have been in business the longest. As long as you're on that first page, you can get phone calls. That's the playing field, of course, that we're talking about. Get that website where people can find it. Right now, your website's a bit like a digital business card, even if it's still a work in progress. Right now, you have to tell people the domain to find it. So, of course, our job would be to have those people just find it on their own when they type in those keywords for any of the services that you provide.
Yeah, I call Google Overlord.
Well, you know, if you've seen the Terminator movies, you know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, they are very much like Skynet, and hopefully they'll never weaponize, you know, because we'll be in big trouble there. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's where people go. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we used to have the yellow pages, and really all you needed was a listing there somewhere. But even then, it was the businesses, the smart ones. I mean, gosh, there was, you know, double A this, triple A that, quadruple A this, because it put companies ahead of their competition. The yellow pages, of course, listed alphabetically. We would flip alphabetically to the service that we needed, and mostly we just started calling from the A's, and the people that were at the beginning got more phone calls and more opportunities. That part still works. I mean, the company that we decide to call that answers the phone, that's available to do the job, they're the guy that we call and hire, only we don't make that search off of the yellow pages anymore. We just type it into our phone, and then we go from what we see at the beginning, which is the top of that first page. So having your business be one of those top options really ensures a steady stream of phone calls, residential, commercial, industrial clients calling you directly. Of course, you get to pick and choose the jobs that will be most profitable for you. And really, realistically, one job that you weren't going to get otherwise easily offsets that $199 on that month-to-month basis. I mean, like I said, you'll have that reporting and tracking systems, and we do fully expect, we hope, in fact, that you'll hold us accountable. You get very detailed reporting there, so there's a lot that you can do. I mean, you can print out invoices for tax purposes and, of course, tax write-off for advertising, the cost of doing business there. It's Lynx Power and Construction, and with the LLC as well, and the and is the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not A and D spelled out, right?
Yeah, Lynx Power and Communications.
Oh, I'm sorry if I said construction. I think I need to refill my coffee. But yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And then it's lynxpower.org, of course, is the website there. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, is this a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
That's the main number.
The main number? Okay. The one that's on the website as well. And then your the Suite 200, do customers come and see you there?
No, but
not really.
I mean, it's our office.
It's your office. Gotcha. I was just wondering, I mean, if customers come and see you there, then obviously we would want to promote that address. If not, you know, we don't need to, and you know, Google wouldn't even necessarily want to have an address out there if there's not going to be someone to entertain someone who might drive out there. And then you're Rick, right? Your partner is Corey. What is your last name, Rick?
Britton, my father.
I'm sorry?
Britton, I'm his father.
Oh, you're his father. And that's B-R, like, yeah. just like Great Britain? B-R-I-T-T-A-N?
B-R-I-T-T-A-N.
Oh. Apologize, just a little bit of static. You said B-R-I-T-T...
O-N.
O-N? O-N. Gotcha. And then, Mr. Britton, when we contact you regarding your account, we use phone, we use text, we use email, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. The rick@lynxpower.org, is that a good email address for you then?
Yeah, Rick B.
Oh, I see the B, yeah. rickb@lynxpower.org. And then, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those?
Text.
All of those? Text preferred? Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Not a problem. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we verify information off of your website and information that I have here. And we want to know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I'll do that's required of us as we're Google Premier Partners is to read what's called a voice verification. Gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is that fixed flat rate of $199, that it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time. We're actually going to waive the one-time setup fee, so it's just the $199 out the door. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Britton, give me a second here, Rick, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Rick, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Lynx Power and Communications, LLC.
And that's exactly how I have that, Lynx Power and Communications, LLC, with the and being the ampersand and not the word spelled out. And then, Mr. Britton, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Rick Britton, Senior Estimator.
Okay. And as the Senior Estimator for Lynx Power and Communications, LLC, Rick, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Rick, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services, whether they're residential, commercial, industrial clients, that they're able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Britton, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. Of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Britton, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Rick, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. We'll do that audit in the beginning, and, of course, we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was applying here, reducing the rate, waiving your setup fee with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually going to waive here, will be charged today, the 8th of December, in the very reduced rate of just $199.00. Rick, that $199 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved, or you can pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, the service, in fact, can be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Rick, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Britton, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Rick, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Rick, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Britton, for that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
And is it your name on that particular card, the business name, or both?
It's the business.
The business name on the card, okay. And then that is a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, bring me the right up and get it. Bear with me.
Oh, no problem.
You ready?
Yes, I am, sir.
It's 4741 6590.
Yes, sir.
1557.
Okay.
3271.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/25.
11/2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
606.
Okay, so I have 606 on the back, and then 11/2025. The card itself, was at 4741-6590-1557-3271.
Yes.
And does that bill at the 296 Anchor Road, Castleberry, Florida, 32707, Suite 200?
No, that bill's at 1162 Park Drive, Castleberry, Florida.
Same zip?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, and now how do we... Who decides the keywords for this?
So, yeah, that's part of what we're going to do in that client interview. We'll talk to you about the services that you want to be found for. We'll generate, we'll do the keyword research and generate a list to see what people are typing in when they are looking for those services in that area. And then, of course, we'll provide that list to you. You can say, yeah, I like this one. Please remove that one. Could you add another? That type of thing. But it will be a collaboration between us and you. And, of course, the biggest part of that is talking to you about all the services that you want to be found for, and then us just doing the research for what is mostly typed in your area. You know, region to region, things vary just a tiny bit. But we'll definitely want to do that client interview as soon as we can to get all the information that we need to create that content for you. Now, like I said, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute here. It does have our client support phone number on there. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. Did you have a pen handy? Do you want me to give you the email address and the client? Okay, so the client support phone number, the toll-free is 877-635-6225, and then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And then you can reach that agent Monday through Friday. And then, of course, you can email 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll get all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. On the invoice email, there is a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour, and some part of that first half hour will initiate that phone call. It looks like there's actually one available at noon this next hour. There's a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock, and then later on this afternoon there is 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Did you want something?
You need a 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. The call itself is going to take, like I said, about 25, 30 minutes. If I'm available at 1 o'clock or 1:15 or 1:20 or whenever it is in that first half hour when your client interview technician is available, I'll be on that call as well to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician. If not, they'll just initiate that phone call on their own, just in case I'm not on that call, and, of course, for the future as well. I did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. Anyone, if it's you or Corey, of course, we would expect that. If anyone else calls in saying that they're associated with your business, we would want them to know at least the answer to the security question when we ask them. But anyone calling you saying that they're with Google or with Local Splash would know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and the question and answer unprompted. Now, your options for that security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for that security question?
City.
The city. And then what is the answer?
Orlando.
Orlando. Okay, gotcha. Got to type it in twice. Okay, so you're all set there. And then for that client interview, we've got that set up as well. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Let's see here. Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay. So if it is, and I know that sometimes they send the welcome email as well, but if it's the right text message or the email that goes to it, the email is, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Once you open up the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. If you're looking at the one that's got the services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, that's the right one. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. We'll also optimize on Bing. It's only like 1 out of 10 people that are using Bing instead of Google, but that is still a lot of people. We want you to get those opportunities as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. If you scroll down at the bottom, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, please either copy and paste or type in Rick Britton, capital R, capital B, with just a space in between. If you copy and paste, then just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Britton, that does actually a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it is month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the subscription cost, that'll never go up, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm here.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is your dashboard portal, and the automated system thinks both that your client dashboard is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is true. But in the next day or so, you will receive by text and email both a username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. I can give you the username already. That's been created, and it cannot be changed. It's just the phone number we're speaking on. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number itself. And then in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either that phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. Other than that, you are set and squared away. And like I said, if I'm available in that 1 o'clock hour for that client interview, I'll be at the beginning of it to introduce you to your technician. If not, they'll give you that phone call on their own. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. Wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Britton. Rick, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and hopefully we'll talk again before the end of it.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.